Now, another story about crossing the Mexican border, but this one has nothing to do with Katrina relief efforts. It's from Nuevo Laredo in Mexico. The city's the last stop for many would-be immigrants to the United States. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro paid a visit to a hostel there run by the Catholic Church.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the doorbell is ringing incessantly at Nazareth House. In front of the modest two-story building, dozens of migrants wait their turn to be let in by volunteer Mateo Luisen.
Felix.
Once they're inside, they're given identity cards. The mostly young men look haggard. They have almost reached the end of sometimes months of hard travel. Most here this day are from Honduras, and they've already illegally crossed into Mexico. They all have similar tales of poverty and despair. Pedro Jose Molina is a 22-year-old from the capital, Tegucigalpa. He's been on the road for 2 months. It's his first trip north.
In Honduras, we work and work and never get anything. At least if I make it to the U.S., I can send money to the people back home.
Nazareth House was founded in 1991 to give food and lodging to migrants. There are at least half a dozen such places along the border run by the Catholic Church. Those who come here get dinner and breakfast and a clean place to sleep for up to 5 days. Mateo Luisan says Nazareth House has room for 100 migrants a day, and they're almost always full.
These people have suffered daily extortion on their way here, on the part of the authorities, gangs. Many have faced physical assault and psychological scars from seeing people being raped or hurt. Here, they can rest safely.
The hostels run by the church have an understanding with the government, so local authorities don't crack down on the migrants while they are there. The group of young Honduran men here say they know they're taking a great risk by trying to cross illegally into the United States. But Honduran migrant Bernardo Garcia says nothing can stop him.
I've already tried twice to cross, but we've come too far and suffered too much to give up. If they run us out today, then we'll try again tomorrow until God helps us to do the impossible and cross.
Others around him nod in agreement. An image of Mexico's patron saint, La Virgen de Guadalupe, at its head, a slow procession made its way through Nuevo Laredo streets this past Saturday. Among them were 37 people holding white crosses. Some had names on them, others didn't. When they got to the river, they attached them to a fence. These crosses are the symbolic gravestones of those who have died this year crossing into the U.S. illegally. The ceremony is part of a yearly commemoration. This river, of course, is the Rio Grande, and this year at least a dozen have died in this section of it alone. They are the unfortunate ones in a river of humanity, estimated in the hundreds of thousands who cross illegally over to the other side every year. At the shelter the next day, the group of Hondurans are not there. Their places have already been filled by others, resting before making the final leg of the treacherous journey north. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.